the Texas House has put themselves on a path to impeach the nation's most effective attorney general. It's Thursday, May 25th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Hey, thanks for starting your day with me. Women who felt threatened in the Texas Capitol by the presence of a man in their bathroom are finding themselves under investigation by the Texas Department of Public Safety. Buckle up, because today's Texas Minute is a bumpy ride. Both chambers of Texas's legislature have adopted and advanced to the governor a parent-backed measure keeping sexually explicit books out of schools. Authored by Republican Jared Patterson of Frisco, House Bill 900 sets up state-level standards that are designed to keep inappropriate sexual content out of all Texas school libraries and classrooms. Patterson proposed the legislation in response to parents who were frustrated by months of local school officials dismissing their concerns and ignoring requests to remove sexually explicit materials. The measure places the burden on vendors to rate and label books based on sexual content. Vendors that fail to comply just won't be allowed to sell books in Texas schools. It now goes to Governor Abbott, where he can sign or veto the bill. Otherwise, it becomes effective as law on September 1st. The Texas House killed a proposed constitutional amendment requiring a person to be a U.S. citizen in order to vote in Texas's elections. The measure only received 88 House votes, falling short of the 100 votes needed to adopt it. 54 Democrats voted present after the floor debate, unwilling to cast a vote for or against the proposal. The measure had cleared the two-thirds threshold required of constitutional amendments when it passed the Texas Senate back in March. Authored by Republican Brian Birdwell of Granbury, Senate Joint Resolution 35 would have amended Article 6 of the Texas Constitution to prohibit persons who aren't citizens of the United States from voting in Texas elections. Ballotpedia reports that 7 states forbid non-citizens from voting in state and local elections. Meanwhile, local jurisdictions in California, Maryland, and Vermont do allow non-citizens to vote in their elections. At the urging of Travis County's Soros-funded Democrat district attorney, the Texas Department of Public Safety is investigating a group of women who complained online about a man's presence in a female restroom at the Capitol. It happened on May 12, as the Texas House was set to consider Senate Bill 14, that was legislation banning child gender mutilation. A man calling himself Nova Martin entered the ladies' restroom near the House chamber. This drew objections from women in the facilities. As the women confronted Martin, one of them took a picture of him, fully clothed in a woman's outfit and a bright wig, washing his hands at the sink with his face concealed. This photo was then posted to Facebook and from there shared on Twitter, with the women rightly complaining that they shouldn't be forced to use Capitol facilities with a biological male. I'll note here that Martin describes himself as, quote, America's favorite trans woman, feminist, lesbian, druidist poet, unquote. I hope you followed that. Rather than investigate the man for violating the women's sense of safety and privacy, the Texas Department of Public Safety is instead investigating the group of women who complained. DPS briefly detained one woman, seized her cell phone, and are attempting to question others. The Texas Department of Public Safety operates under the authority of Governor Greg Abbott. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The media has an agenda, and having seen behind the curtain, I can tell you it's not what's in your best interests. That's why I started the Salcedo Storm podcast every weekday. Real talk for real Texans. The Salcedo Storm podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
The House Committee on General Investigating is poised to recommend that their colleagues censure or impeach Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was reelected by Texas voters just last year. At a committee hearing yesterday, House Speaker Dade Phelan's lieutenants rehashed allegations against Paxton that were dismissed by voters in November. The hearing came one day after Paxton called on Speaker Dade Phelan to resign due to alleged drunkenness on the floor of the House. At the hearing yesterday, the legislators took testimony from a group of 4 investigators they'd secretly appointed back in March. These investigators presented nothing that hadn't been alleged against Paxton by his political opponents many times in the past, something even left-wing publications admitted in their reporting yesterday and last night. The main focus of the investigators' report was a settlement reached with four former employees of the Office of the Attorney General who say they were fired unfairly. Back in October of 2020, eight of Paxton's top aides accused him of bribery and abuse of office. After being terminated from employment, four of the employees filed a whistleblower lawsuit against Paxton where they alleged that Paxton did political favors for a real estate developer by having the office intervene in a legal dispute with the federal government. Earlier this year, Paxton appeared ready to settle with the employees. Such settlements require the consent of the legislature. That consent's been given routinely in similar employment situations over the years, but the House is refusing in this case. All the charges brought up yesterday were made against Paxton by his 2022 primary and general election opponents and were overwhelmingly rejected by voters. There's no set time frame for action by the House, but Speaker Phelan's office issued a statement late in the day indicating some action would be forthcoming against Paxton. So let me end here by noting that under Speaker Phelan, the House GOP caucus has spent the session killing conservative priorities, and now they want to end the session by taking out the most effective attorney general in the nation fighting the Biden administration. Whoa. Good luck explaining that record to Republicans back home. You can check out the details of this story and the others I've mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Brandon Walton's Aaron Anderson and Emily Wilkerson. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.